Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Seven till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Barbara Welkman. BarbaraWelkman.com is the website. Please do yourself a favor. Go find out what Barb's up to. She's such a smart lady. So prolific in her writing and her books and all the things that she does. She's got a daily note that she sends out every morning. It comes out to you by email and makes you smarter every day, gets you off to a good start. Barbara, thanks again for your leadership.
Oh, thank you for sharing all that information with your listeners.
Well, you know, I'm your biggest cheerleader. And so Barbara, folks, Barbara is one of the world's experts on small business taxes. And, you know, Barbara, I polled my audience recently, and I said, what would you do with the money? This is my favorite question to ask small business owners. I've been doing it for decades and all around the world, actually. What would you do if the government gave you back some of your tax money? 80%+ of my audience said they'd reinvest it in the company.
Yep, I hear that as well. I can echo it anecdotally from people I talk to. And
so a tax cut's good for the you know what? You hear arguments about whether supply-side economics is good, whether dynamic scoring is real. On Main Street, dynamic scoring is real, isn't it?
Well, for sure. I think one of the biggest challenges is perhaps not even the rate of the tax that we have to pay, but the complexity and the rules that we and the
right.
hoops that we have to jump through.
Right.
And I mean, just you buy it. Just think of this: you buy a piece of equipment. Do you expense it? Do you take bonus depreciation? Do you write it off over with regular depreciation?
Mm-hmm.
Can you just deduct it as a de minimis expense and not even put it on your balance sheet? There are so many choices that you. How do you run your business and have to make these decisions as well? So the point is not, I mean, we would all like to pay less in terms of the rate, but I think the simplicity of it would be even better for business.
But see, you're talking about tax reform.
I'm talking about tax reform.
Real reform. And Barbara, so what are the chances now at this point? I mean, aren't we going to have to just go for the low-hanging fruit and try to get a rate cut? And I mean, I don't know that they can get reform and rate cuts done this year.
Well, I don't think they're going to get anything that's going to be effective that's going to apply for 2017.
That's really going to be disappointing for small business owners.
But I think that they may get something through that we know will take effect starting January 1 of 2018.
It needs to be retroactive, though, Barb.
Well, you would think, and they may be able to make some things retroactive, but as the clock ticks, it gets harder and harder.
I'll tell you,
to
Barb, I don't know if you agree with me, and I think you probably do. No, and I said this in the previous hour. No sector, constituent sector in the economy helped elect Trump as a sector more than small business did.
I would think if you just look statistically, that would absolutely be true.
If they don't get health care and tax reform done, there's going to be some major disappointment on Main Street. And I don't know what it's going to look like at the ballots.
It won't be pretty. Let's put it that way.
The Republicans better get out of their own way and make something happen. That's all I got to say. What do you think?
Well, I think something will happen. As I said, I'm not sure. And you point out, are they really going to tackle the reforms that need to be done? Or are they just going to wholesale eliminate deductions for individuals?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. One of the things floating around, which I obviously like, is just expensing of any capital equipment you buy. I mean,
right.
Why have to have depreciation and keep records and make decisions about what the best way to do it or not do it, and that have different rates for regular tax, AMT. I mean, it's just
and
crazy.
If they do drop corporate tax rates, business tax rates, they've got to make sure that there's an allocation, a different taxable category for the pass-through companies, don't they?
Well, they're going to, and that's something that has been consistently discussed, that individuals who own pass-through entities would pay no more than
LLCs.
Yeah, an LLC, a partnership, a sole proprietor, would pay no more than the top than the corporate rate,
right,
on the business portion,
right,
of their
whatever
income
was passed through would be at the corporate rate.
Right, and you know, we've had this has happened before where you've allocated your income and taxed it at different rates for individuals,
right,
and anybody as old as me would remember we used to have the max tax.
Oh yeah,
where you would pay no more than a certain rate on your earned income, even though your investment income could be taxed at a higher rate.
Well, hopefully they'll get their act together and get something done, Bob. We need it. The economy needs it, doesn't it?
We need it.
Yeah. Hey, Bob, good job today. Come back soon.
I will. Thanks so much
the
for
great
having me.
Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen. She is a great American. We love her around here. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.